Hi everyone, welcome back to Block Shots. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode, we are going to talk about parallel execution in blockchains. So, this has become a little bit of a catchy topic these days because there are several layer ones trying to create parallel execution. Some of those are not the new ones. Like for example, there is some sort of parallel execution happening in Solana. There is some parallel execution happening in Sui and Aptos as well. And there are some new ones coming up, like Monad, who are doing extreme parallel execution as well. So I thought of creating an episode about what this parallel execution is about. So let's first understand how do conventional L1s work today. So what happens is, let's say there is a user who is sending another user some tokens as a transfer transaction. And the same user is sending another user some tokens as another transfer transaction. Now, what will happen inside the block is that the first transaction will be taken up. It will be checked. And if that works, then the second transaction will be executed. Because what is happening is, what if the user is sending the same tokens to both different users? What if the user only has 5 tokens and he's sending 4 tokens in these two different transactions, like 4 each? So those will be wrong transactions. Only one of them will execute. So this is why currently today, blockchains have to execute transactions sequentially so that double spend does not happen. And that is how they work today. But when it comes to parallel execution, what happens is, blockchains tend to identify which transactions are changing the state at the same place and which transactions are changing the state at different places. For example, there are two users. One of them has 5 tokens, the other one has 10 tokens. The first user is sending 4 tokens to user 3, and the second user is sending 5 tokens to user 4. Now, these two transactions are completely independent of each other because the first user has its own balance and it is spending that balance correctly. And the second user has its own balance and he is also spending that balance correctly. So these transactions can be executed in parallel without having any impact on double spend or any of that problem in the blockchain. And this is what some of the blockchains are now doing to create parallel execution inside the blocks. Now, of course, this requires some pre-work because when you do sequential execution, you just pick transactions, check whether they are doing the right thing. If they are not doing the right thing, reject them. But when it comes to parallel execution, you are not checking for each and every transaction sequentially. So what you have to do is, first of all, run an algorithm and figure out whether these transactions are touching the same state or not. If they are touching the same state, then they will be run sequentially. But if they are not touching the same state, all of those can be run in parallel. And that is how parallel execution takes place in blockchains. And some of the benefits of parallel transactions are clearly speed and scalability, and also some sort of better user experience. Because if your transaction is returning faster, then the app users will have better experience as well. So that is all about parallel execution. I hope you found this insightful. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next episodes. Ciao.